Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed, Week 17 against Detroit, a crucial victory for the Packers to win the NFC North and earn a first-round playoff bye, and a top-notch performance from Green Bay's offensive line against a Detroit defense that was number one in the league against the run, had not allowed a team to rush for over 100 yards since Week 4, and had not allowed an individual to rush for 100 yards all season. Now, I know you didn't miss Ndamukong Suh's not-so-small misstep in the fourth quarter involving Aaron Rodgers, so I thought I'd show you how the Packers' offensive line handled Suh through the bulk of the game. The bottom line, they got him blocked, and it wasn't just one guy getting the job done. Very first Packers offensive play of the game, here's right guard TJ Lang against Suh. He gets the block, and Suh misses Lacy with the one arm. That's the kind of day it was going to be for Suh as Lacy gets 22 yards on his way to exactly 100 on the day. Very next snap, this time it's right tackle Brian Bulaga getting the block on Suh, creating the hole for Eddie Lacy, and Lacy gets 5 more yards and almost a bunch more. I found it interesting that the Packers ran the ball right at Suh on their first two offensive plays, as though they were sending a message they weren't going to back down against the Lions' top defensive linemen. After the Week 3 loss in Detroit, the Packers' offensive linemen talked about not finishing their blocks. In the second quarter, here are a couple of examples of finishing those blocks. Here's Bulaga again against Suh, and watch how he stays with this block all the way across the hole for Lacy to cut back. Unfortunately, Lacy fumbles the ball at the end of this play, but you can see the work the Packers' offensive line is doing. Another example of finishing, this time from Corey Linsley, as Eddie Lacy gets another 5-yard gain. The Packers did the job in pass protection against Suh as well. This time again, it's Bulaga with Suh out on the edge. Brian even takes a hand to the face and fights it off as Rodgers is able to scramble for a first down to keep the chains moving. The Packers finished with 152 yards rushing, more than double the 64 yards the Lions were averaging, giving up on the ground coming in. A lot of it had to do with how they handled Suh and linebacker DeAndre Levy. Now, I could put together a whole different video of how the Packers did a much better job against Levy this time as well. But given what happened in the fourth quarter, I thought focusing on Suh would be a little more interesting. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.